So the brain then, picking up the low bottom of infrared all the way to the top end, right under visible light, a more evolved area, picks that up as well. It also picks up visible light. It has to. Why? Because the body itself is a coagulated product of light. And so the body interacts with its light body. The light body is going to impress this brain. Where does the brain get its information for stabilizing the body? Where does it get its information to keep blood pressure normal? Where does it get its information to continue cardiovascular movement? Where does it get its information to continue digestion? How does it take care of all the faculties in your body that even you aren't aware of? You say, well, it gets that information from its coded DNA. But where does it get it? Who made the pattern? Who continues the pattern? Who sets the clock working in the body? The light body. Remember, coming from evolution up, the light body is constructed of the decay of lower electrons, constitutes photons. Now, photons will be a change in electrical current. Thus, the lower body cannot exist without the higher body. What we presume at this level to become decay is in fact only an evolution. But without light and the electrical impulse inside of this body, the information coded in your DNA, patterned by the light body, this body couldn't work no matter how intelligent you think you are. It wouldn't hold together. You would have to stay awake all night concentrating on your heart beating, concentrating on oxygenating your blood. You'd have to stay awake all night long and think about those areas of your body that need desperate repair, but you couldn't repair them because you couldn't dream the dream to repair them and then keep your attention going to keep your heart beating. How many of you understand? So be it.